Hello, podcast people. Welcome to 15 Minutes of Fame. I'm Erica with Celeb Connect, and today we're going to be talking to Todd McDonald. Todd is the owner and president of Energy Atlantica, and we're going to be really focusing on his charitable endeavor, Give to Live, and the business benefits of being involved with a charity. Hi, Todd. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. It's a real treat to be able to share what I've learned.
The 15 Minutes of Fame podcast, your destination to learn from people that are passionate about their business and have amazing stories to tell. Are you ready to elevate your expectations of what you thought was possible? It's time to get inspired.
Yeah, so why don't we start? Energy Atlantica is in the oil and gas industry. Can you give us a little overview just about what you do?
Absolutely. I started the company 14 years ago. We're in the natural gas and oil space, and our clients would be in between people that pull the gas out of the ground, like producers, people like Shell, Corridor Resources, ExxonMobil, and people that use natural gas to run their manufacturing facilities or their universities. So our clients on that end would be people like Irving, Port Oxbury Paper, Michelin, Dalhousie University, large industries and commercial entities that use a lot of natural gas.
Give to Live is the charity that you are involved with and your team is involved with. How did you decide? I mean, is it something you wanted to do from the very beginning, is be involved in charity? Like, how did it all start?
I would say it kind of started with a little bit of intention, a little bit of luck, and maybe a little bit of, accident as well. Ironically, my very first employee 14 years ago, I hired to kind of do special projects and help me administratively and stuff like that. And she and I had met a really nice gentleman from Ireland named Tony Griffin. And Tony had just lost his father to cancer at a very young age. He was only in his 50s. And Tony was a professional athlete as well in Ireland in the sport of hurling, which is actually a fascinating sport if you ever want to Google it. But anyways, Tony told his team that he was going to take a year off from hurling, and he was going to cycle his bike from Vancouver to Halifax and then ride it across Ireland. And he was going to use his status as a professional athlete to do this, you know, endeavor and raise awareness for cancer rates in Ireland, which were among the worst in the industrialized world. And Ashley and I, my very first employee, met Tony, and we were pretty inspired by that, you know, professional athlete taking a year off like that. And so we said, well, look, you know, what kind of bike do you have? And he said, oh, geez, lads, I don't have a bike yet. And we said, well, you know, where are you going to stay when you get to Vancouver? And he said, oh, geez, I don't even know how I'm going to get there yet. And anyway, so these questions went on and on. And we realized that Tony didn't have any plan. You know, he just knew he was going to bike from Vancouver to Halifax. He hadn't been on a bike since he was 12. He didn't yet own a bike. He was 6'5", so, you know, getting him a bike was going to be a challenge. He had nobody to go with him. So he was looking for some help. So Ashley and I said, well, that's pretty inspiring. We'll help you. Mm-hmm. And so we were kind of logistical and marketing support for him as he cycled from Vancouver to Halifax only 6 weeks after we met him. Wow. And he raised around $500,000 for various charities in Ireland and Canada. And so, you know, Ashley and I were very involved in it. We were just a company of two people, and we realized that this was a bit of a higher purpose. We had a lot of passion about it. It's not that we weren't passionate about our oil and gas work, mm-hmm. but this was a lot of fun. And after that year was over, we were, you know, we actually went to Ireland and we cycled across Ireland with Tony, and, you know, he showed us, played host to us and everything like that. And we thought, what a wonderful endeavor that was. And so over a couple of beers, which is where all great ideas come from, we decided that the next year we would bike from Halifax to Austin, Texas, which is where the Livestrong Foundation is located. Livestrong is heavily involved in cancer research. Mm-hmm. So we had a couple of beers. We told a few friends. They signed up by the end of the night, and all of a sudden we had four people that were going to cycle the next year from Halifax to Texas. And by that time, my company was around four people. Mm-hmm. And the other two people also agreed that they would cycle to Texas. And lo and behold, we told a few friends and people kept telling a few friends. And all of a sudden we had 60 people that wanted to join us.
Wow.
So exactly. So all of a sudden you go from two of us to four of us are going to cycle to Texas. And now you got 60 people. And we were very passionate about it. And so my three employees and I at the time were like, let's put a little structure around this. And we came up with a name called Give to Live. And then over time, we developed a mission and a vision and things like that. So it was kind of accidental. That was 12 years ago. And we did go on to cycle to Texas, and we've done many rides and other events since then.
That's a great story. And were your staff, you know, those people that have decided to join and do it with you, you know, were they really eager to do it, or did you have to kind of convince them?
No, I know that they're very eager to do it. And I've gone on to call this kind of my accidental competitive advantage in terms of the level of talent that we attract to our company. And I know that when I put out a job posting or something like that, the talent that I get back is phenomenal. And I can't believe the access to people I'm getting. And the number one thing I find during interviews, I say, you know, what attracted you to this job posting? And they all say the same thing. They're like, I can't believe that you guys allow your employees to work on charitable endeavors like this. So I definitely find the level of talent that I get and also the level of talent that I retain is, you know, above and beyond my competitors. In fact, in 14 years, we've had zero turnover. We've never lost an employee.
That's really something. And today, I mean, that is such a hot topic. I mean, employee retention and keeping people, because as we know, people switch jobs and careers so much more than they used to. So that's really amazing. And it's funny because last week, I think it was, and I'm friends with one of your employees, and she is a former colleague of mine, Aranda Rainville, and I happened to come across her post, and this is after I knew that you and I were going to be doing this podcast, and she kind of thanked you for being a mentor and kind of thanked you for getting her the bike and kind of encouraging her to do this big bike trip, for Give to Live, which is something she's never done before, and I just think it's so cool.
Yeah, Amanda's amazing, and so we do, you know, we do an annual bike ride somewhere in the world that's pretty challenging. As I mentioned, we went from Halifax to Texas. Two times we've gone from Vancouver to Texas. And 2 years ago, we decided to do the Alps, a 700-kilometer Trans-Alps loop. And so we were climbing a few mountains to 9,000-10,000 feet. Amanda, being a very new first-year cyclist, yeah, you know, we had to put some experienced people around her. And, you know, I remember one time we were going up this mountain in Austria, and this thing was steep and it had no shoulder. There were a lot of cars, you know, going by. Germans drive like every road is the Autobahn. And Maddie was in front of me. Amanda was just in front of me. And I kind of thought maybe I heard a sniffle or a tear. And she said to me, Todd, I am not okay. You know, we're going up this big mountain with cars flying by. And I said, okay, let's just pull the bike over, you know, and we'll jump on the other side of the barrier to keep us from falling off the mountain, and we'll walk our bikes the rest of the way. And we did, but you know, we got through it. And if you want to talk about a way to create very strong bonds with your employees, go through challenges like this, take them out of their element, put them into something that they're not sure that they can do, and do it with them. And you'll see personal growth, you'll see team growth, you'll see trust. I mean, these things are remarkable. And then when you put a cause behind it, whether you're raising money for disadvantaged youth or at-risk youth or, you know, children with illness, the connection to your company becomes even greater. I read one study recently that kind of blew my mind. It was 90% of millennials would be willing to take less salary if they work for a company that has a higher purpose.
Wow.
You know, and I think that's an amazing statement. We talk about millennials jumping jobs all the time and only staying 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. There's something that will retain them. And we all know the cost of turnover is very high.
So Todd, I know that you speak to groups, you know, to CEOs and different people in leadership positions about Give to Live and about your experience, you know, involving your company with a charity like this. And I suspect a lot of people are hesitant because of the money and the time commitment. What do you say to those people?
Well, there's, you know, it's a fair question, but I would say my benefits have vastly, vastly outweighed my costs. In fact, I think you could do an economic study that said this would be a solid business investment, mm-hmm. even though it is time. The immeasurable costs, as I mentioned earlier, are, you know, my retention has been 100%, 14 years, never lost an employee. My absenteeism is pretty close to zero. There's a great study of a gentleman that ran 12 Tim Hortons in Ontario. And he made it part of his personal mandate to hire 30% of his employees with disabilities. And after 10 years, you know, his company was studied and they found that the other 70% of his employees, the turnover rate was 3 times less than his competitors. So, you know, you can see that people want to stay with your company. They want to work harder with your company. They want to show up. And those have, you know, those have real costs. You know, a lot of companies are very charitable. I know they are. And you see it, especially in the Maritimes, but I don't think they're focused and they're concentrated about it. You know, I think about big corporations and, you know, you can apply to get a sponsorship from them and there's one or two people that will evaluate those sponsorships all year long. And that's kind of all they do, you know? And, you know, so if you look at like a Bell Alliant or an Eastlink or something like that, they're not getting much employee benefit out of that. You know, they've just got one or two people sitting in a room saying, okay, who are we going to give money to? Well, the rest of their employees aren't getting anything out of that when they go and they put their logo on something and say, okay, you know, you can attend this race because we're sponsoring it. I think it's better when you let the employees build something from the ground up. Just say, hey, look, guys, we want to make a difference in our community. Why don't you guys go sit in a boardroom and brainstorm about how to do that and come back to the executive team and present it. You know, that's substantially different in terms of creating passion and bond to the company. Not to mention when people ask about what it's like to work for Energy Atlantica, you know, I've heard my employees talk about it and they talk about the things that they've done in the community and how proud they are of it. You know, those things are invaluable. I mean, just to summarize that, the benefits far, far, far outweigh the costs financially.
Right. And, you know, obviously there's immense benefits of giving money to charity. And, you know, for the company, we talked about employee retention and finding great people and having happy employees. What has it done for you, Todd, personally?
For me personally, you know, when this actually all started, when I met Tony 14 years ago, I was going through some very serious health challenges and mental health challenges. And, you know, for a personal level, this helped pull me out of that abyss and it's given me a higher calling and a higher purpose. But for my company, I have no doubt it's helped me grow in my company, to the point where it is today. I think it's one of the biggest, what did I call this the other day? Like the best business strategy I never designed, you know, because I never sat down on paper and said, oh, this is going to be a great business strategy. I just looked at this guy, Tony, and so did Ashley. And we're like, well, you know, he deserves help. And along we went. And so I've gone on to realize that, you know, helping others is a determinant of happiness, a determinant of personal life satisfaction and self-worth. I never did it on purpose. I've just realized that I'm a much more happier, balanced person from doing it. And on a side note, this is what has it done for me personally. If you remember that first employee, Ashley, I ended up marrying her. So that was a side benefit as well.
That's a benefit I didn't expect for you to say. That's great. Is there any last message you want to kind of leave for people?
If you Google the physiological health benefits of volunteering, you're going to find that people live longer, they live healthier lives, they're more likely to pick up physical activity as a habit. They're more likely to quit smoking when they're volunteering. So there are physiological health benefits that keep your employees healthier, coming to work more often, and psychologically happier. And happier employees are substantially more productive. And so, you know, you look at those things, you could do an entire 45-minute podcast on that.
So where can people are listening to this and they really want to get involved with Give to Live, where can they find, how can they get involved? Where can they find you and the cause?
So Give to Live is givetolive.ca, and that's givetolive.ca. And that has information about all of our events and the things that we do every year. And look, we're constantly looking for board members. We're looking for people to serve on event committees, to run events, do some marketing, design, photography. You know, it's run by the community of our participants. So we're always looking for people to connect with us.
That's great. Well, I'm definitely going to check it out myself. Actually, like I am honestly super inspired by your story. And
thank you.
Like, honestly, I am. I think it's so great and wonderful. And anyway,
okay,
thanks, Todd.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.